Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, kind of a quiet, but to just a weaker day in general, the way things are looking.
Yeah, you really would expect this. We have a USDA report out tomorrow, along with CONAB, the USDA equivalent down in Brazil. They're coming out with their crop estimates for Brazil. So we're all kind of gearing up for that. There were some rumors around that China may have bought some U.S. soybeans off the PNW, a couple cargoes. Nothing substantial, mind you. But we are still looking at that 15th date of February as maybe when the Chinese can issue some duty-free import licenses. Maybe that'll get a little bounce in the market. But let's see what the reports say first tomorrow.
What are we looking for in that report?
Well, we're looking for modest reductions, or at least the trade is looking for modest reductions in U.S. corn, soybean, and wheat stocks as the USDA maybe elevates Chinese demand. The report will include public data, in other words, what the Chinese have said and what the United States have done in phase one. But again, we think a lot of that will follow through and be more important on the USDA outlook estimates, which will be the 21st of February. That number will include new crops. So there's just not a lot of time for old crop and wheat, corn, and beans. We think new crop is more important. So that 21st outlook S&D will be something that the trade will look at more closely.
Well, that typically is the case in the February report, isn't it?
It really is. That kind of sets the stage for where USDA sees acreage and gets us started for the new crop discussion. And I think there's a lot of traders wanting to move on to that with prices here not doing a lot in the last couple of weeks. And now coronavirus still there, but they're looking at what is the new crop outlook and globally and domestically, and those domestic balance sheets. Start that off, and we'll kind of go from there.
What was going on in the cattle markets today?
Well, we had weakness today in livestock. We came back, and saw some additional fund liquidation. Funds are still long of cattle, a little long of hogs, and so we did see some leftover selling. But we do believe that the cash beef market is making a bottom in here this week. Cash hogs should be making a bottom in here this week also. So this is probably not a spot to become overly bearish of either species.
Anything else we need to be talking about or be aware of?
Really not. I think it still gets back to China and what's going on with coronavirus. The USDA Outlook Forum coming up in a couple of weeks, the report tomorrow, and South American weather looks pretty good, so we're putting that in the back shelf. But those other three ingredients will be important as we go forward, and phase one is something every trader talks about as they come to work in the morning.
Yeah, and it seems like the strength of the dollar has a lot to do with that too, right?
Well, they did. The real today moved on up to 431. The peso's nearly at a record high. So, the U.S. economy is doing quite well. Just think about Brazil. They've cut their interest rates really 9% in the last year. They're only at 4.25% right now. So that's an important deal. And I think the dollar just keeps rallying, which means macro flows into the U.S. commodity market, into the grain market, is going to be limited.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.